Hello and welcome. This is Amit Ranjan reporting for PodTech from India's capital city, New Delhi. Welcome to my weekly show, India Technology 2.0, where I bring to the forefront some of the latest developments in the technology and the consumer internet space in India, or talk to some of the movers and shakers in this field.
Our guest today is Ashish Kashyap, who is the CEO of MIH. MIH is the Indian arm of South African media company Naspers.
Hi Ashish. Let me start by asking you about MIH. What exactly is this? And maybe you could tell us something about your parent company, which I believe is based out of South Africa.
Yes. So the parent company is Naspers. It's dual listed on the NASDAQ in Johannesburg Stock Exchange. And the company is into varied media businesses ranging from print, publication, magazines, television, direct to home, cable TV, and internet business.
Okay. And what exactly led them to enter India in a big way?
The motivation in India is to basically build, develop at a greenfield level internet consumer-based products, and also to invest in internet and mobile value-added services businesses in the country. It's a clear strategy of build plus invest plus acquire.
Okay.
On the build side, we've already beta launched a networking and blogging and photo sharing product called ibibo.com.
Okay.
It's spelled as ibibo.com.
Okay.
On the invest / acquisition side, we announced yesterday a 100% acquisition of a company called Bixi.com, which is a vertical job search company and also has a very unique search technology.
Okay.
The company that we have acquired also has another product called Pixrad.com, which is a picture bookmarking application. Besides that, it also has some prototype products which are in the making.
Okay.
And this acquisition is completely in line with our objective of creating visibility and creating a share in the growing internet consumer space.
Okay, great. So are you specifically looking at Web 2.0 opportunities only, or are you also considering more traditional Web 1.0 things like travel and jobs or things thereof?
So, if I was to put it simply, we are looking at opportunities which makes lives simpler and interesting for the Indian users. Now, whether they are in the Web 2.0 space or be it in some other traditional space, doesn't matter. But clearly, from a build perspective, our objective is to build applications which empower the consumers, applications where there's a lot of consumer participation on one hand, and on the other hand, we are also able to deliver a lot of utility to the consumers. From a build strategy point of view, we've just beta launched, as I said earlier, our networking, blogging, and photo sharing product called Ibibo.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're going to be adding more utilitarian and interesting and entertaining applications to this. Besides that, we are also looking at adding and launching and producing and building one or two other brands and products in the consumer internet space.
Okay.
So that is basically our plans. On the other one or two that we are adding, and all on the new products and applications that we are adding to Ibibo, at this stage I cannot talk about it.
Okay.
But we are working vigorously and increasing our engineering team and hiring a lot of talented people within the company so that we are able to develop lots of products and services.
Okay. So let's talk about Web 2.0 specifically. And there is considerable criticism with regard to this, to Web 2.0, as far as monetization and revenue models are concerned.
Right.
I'd like to understand your impression or your views about this.
My view is that, firstly, I don't know how you define Web 2.0, but let's go by a very generic definition.
Okay.
I think these businesses are built on the paradigm of a lot of user participation.
That's true.
And revenues cannot precede a critical mass of community in this case.
Okay.
A lot of companies make the mistake of trying to create models which precede even before the community comes in. So that's one premise, and that's one of our thinking, that these businesses, one starts thinking of revenues only once one has built a very good critical mass of locked-in community.
Okay.
The second piece to this is that these businesses require a lot more energy than transactional applications like travel or e-commerce, retail applications. These or normal news-based, portal-based applications. The reason why I say lot of energy, because you need to run a marathon and not a short run. You need to be able to have the energy to run the marathon, because it's a long race, and build a community over a period of time. Sure, you can get lucky like a YouTube, but in a normal circumstances, these businesses need to have patience to be able to build a user community over a period of time and wait for the revenues to follow suit.
Okay. And what is your impression of the Web 2.0 space as it exists in the Indian internet realm? I'm sure you follow it very carefully. And how do you see the competitive space in this?
I think it's getting very overcrowded on one hand, I would say, but it's a very positive sign on the other hand, because any application which gets dropped into the country, and especially in the local realm, helps build a user base of internet consumers, the very basic rationale of the internet business in the country. A and B also helps give a reason for users to use more products on the internet. And I think it's a very healthy sign that there are more than 50, 60, 70 plus Web 2.0 kind of companies in the marketplace. On the other hand, what I'm skeptical about is two things. One is whether these companies will have the energy to sustain, because as I said earlier, one needs to run a marathon and not a short race.
Okay.
And as a result, what is my prediction is what is going to really happen is a lot of companies are going to close their doors, and that will just basically shake the sentiments of the whole environment. Okay. That is my only point of skepticism.
Okay.
Otherwise, I think it's a very positive sign.
Okay.
That there are products and applications being built in the realm of the local realm or in the context of the Indian space to connect with the Indian diaspora and Indian audiences, and that's a clear positive.
Okay. So let's talk about the consumer internet space in general in India, and what do you see as the main challenges that a company like yours faces? I mean, is it simply the internet penetration, or as people say, the lack of online payment systems, or maybe something thereof?
I think there is a common challenge that all of us face. In the first version, there have been compelling applications which have come up and done well. The very basic applications like jobs and matrimonial, I think they've done really well, and they're pretty sound. I don't know how much they'll scale though. But now in the second version, there hasn't been a compelling killer application which has really got launched into the market. And as we speak, a lot of us are thinking about that killer application. And that necessarily does not need to be an application which one apes out of the Western world,
okay,
which is a replica of a YouTube or a replica of an Orkut. Okay, that necessarily need not be that. And I think one thing which I think keeps me awake and must be keeping a lot of other people in this fraternity awake is to be able to unleash that killer application which gets the internet users to start using the product in a compelling manner. It gets the user to actually buy an internet connection and a PC to use that application, so which is also a driver of the growth. So that's I think a big challenge, and I don't think right now the country as a whole has cracked this.
Okay.
But we all continue to think about it.
So I'd like to ask you specifically about the recent acquisition that you did, which was out in the news only yesterday. And I've actually followed RHR Networks for about a year now. So what exactly prompted you to go in for this move, as against maybe build a similar application over a period of time? The buy versus the build decision.
Yeah, I think we look at we when we evaluated, there were a couple of points. Number one is the team who created the application, the team behind it,
okay,
both founders and the management team and other people. So we found the team to be very compelling. The team came with a Rolodex of experience, and the team had extremely great insights, not just as engineers, but also as people in the internet environment. So
okay.
I think that really excited us. The second piece which excited us was on the technology. We thought that the technology has been built on some very interesting grounds, something which I cannot talk too much because there are a lot of proprietary elements.
I understand.
And that technology can easily be scaled into various directions. And the third piece which we thought was interesting was that jobs as a category is a very compelling category. And if a platform can bring value to both the job aggregators and to the job seekers, it becomes an important application and a compelling application for users. And lastly, of course, we felt that through an acquisition, one can further build and press on the accelerator and build the momentum faster for the organization. And I think that falls in line with our thinking there.
Last question, Ashish, and this is about the current scale of operations of MIH. So if you could give us some sense about how big you are as an organization and where all you are located and maybe the direction ahead.
I would assume this question is for MIH India, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so in India, our headquarters is in Gurgaon.
Okay.
We just moved into a new facility, which is about 37 or 40,000 square feet in Gurgaon on the Gulf Coast Road. Currently, we have about 65 people, and obviously, we're going to grow this to three times the size. Don't ask me when, because talent is always a challenge in this country, and one of the things that we are focusing on is to hire the best. We are also expanding and an operation, an engineering and R&D operation in Bangalore. So these are the two locations where we are kind of simultaneously set up. Once we kick in advertising, sales, and we will open up our third destination, which is Mumbai.
Okay, Ashish, it was great speaking to you. And
nice talking to you too.
And thanks a lot for speaking to PodTech. Thanks a lot.